revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that plays.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Ty Bubba Horowitz, and I have a little clip to play you first before we get started today, so here we go. Check this out.
Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer, right next to me is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner.
And, of course, that was what the markets felt like yesterday. Down goes Frazier, down go the markets. And, you know, I don't think that it should be any much of a surprise. I think that this is, you know, what we talk about all the time. I think that overall the markets have done what they've done. And, of course, they were irrationally higher. So a big sell-off is not a surprise. And as we've mentioned and we've said all along, okay, is that the markets will go down on some piece of obscure data, and it'll be, you know, totally unexpected, and it will come out of nowhere. And that would be exactly what we would say to happen. The news was done based on you know, the information out of the White House. And when you look at it, okay, you know, it was not economic data. It was nothing but an announcement out of the White House that Trump might have done something wrong or whatever. And of course, down go the markets. Now, the point is that, you know, is this the start of a new beatdown, or is this just a temporary? Is this another buying opportunity, or is this an opportunity? Well, I think this is. We have kind of laid this out over the last couple of months as to what to expect. We kept saying that yes, we didn't like the market, and we would expect to see some selling pressure. We expected a correction. But we said that you could not really short the market ahead of it, because if you were trying to guess or pick the top, you'd be, you know, putting yourself in jeopardy. And of course, now we've had this big sell-off, 400 points, and of course, you know, followed up on Thursday a little bit today. And now what you want to look for now really is not just a total flush, because the markets don't do that. Okay, there's going to be some sort of a rally here, but what we're looking to see is how does the bounce come? All right, what does it do from a standpoint of the rally? And what we'd be looking for would be very simple. All right, now for example, we expect to see, you know, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next day, but we expect to see a rally. All right. And what we want to see now is, where does the rally go from here? You know, first of all, at what point does it actually rally? And then, you know, like, if it goes to 20,900 and stops, that would indicate that the top of the market is in. If it goes back up to the highs, then that might not be. So the question, real question is yeah, it was really ugly, but is this the top or the bottom? Is this the rally, or are we going to simply, you know, just go back into the big selling? And that, it's always hard to gauge. But this is the move that we looked for. A big plunge. Now, we'll get a bounce in the next day or two. And the bounce will be pretty sharp, would be my guess. It'll be, you know, the a lot of dip buyers once again coming in because that's what's happened every time. It'll be, you know, there'll be a various amount of things that we'll be talking about. But the real key is where does it go from here? Now, if it fails on the next rally to take out, let's say, 20,850 in the Dow, then that would certainly indicate the top is in. And then you would look to reverse yourself. And instead of being a buyer on dips, you would become a seller on rallies. And there's a very fine line. But as the trends develop, which is what we're looking for, that's when you find out, you know, where you stand and where the market stands. And I think this is something that, you know, we all have a tendency, okay, to overheat and overlook is the very next step. And that is something that, you know, is important to us from a standpoint of, okay, so next is the sell-off. And I would expect, that's what I would expect here. I would expect a market sell-off. Now, again, it does not mean that we're going straight down. Again, don't, you know, what happens is we tend to look at things from a big picture, you know, and, you know, we remember 2008 going from, you know, whatever it was, 14,000 down to 6,000. But we don't talk about and remember the stuff that happened in between. And I think that becomes the bigger story, is what happens in between there. Because there's going to be, no matter what, if we are reversing, there's going to be some big rallies. And you want to be a seller of those big rallies. What happens in a lot of cases is people decide, okay, we had the dip, you know, and we're going to start jumping back in. And they get sloppy and decide that, you know, that this 300 points or 400 points is enough. Well, that's not the case. There's going to be this sell-off, if this is the start, will be at least 2,000, 2,500 points. All right? It's going to be 10% or more. But again, it doesn't mean that this is it. But what it means is that you can't be in such a hurry to change your opinion and change your mind. We've been looking for a correction. Now let the markets correct. So you want to be now looking to be a seller on rallies if this is indeed the top. We don't have that confirmed yet, and the footprint will confirm it. But what we are going to see potentially is obviously a lot more volatility, which is great for trading. It's great for everything. It gives you a better opportunity for success. And that is something that you have to look at and say, okay, so I get that, and I'm going to be prepared for that. You know, don't be, you want any, of any big move, okay, you want your last trade to be a loser. You want to keep firing in the direction of the trend. And then when the trend changes, you'll have a losing trade, but then you'll pick up the new trend. And that is always the case of what you're supposed to be looking for. Because again, we cannot pick tops and bottoms. But what we can do is tell you that, of course, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you know, we've been calling this market all along, and, you know, not always right, but we try to keep you informed as to what's going on. And of course, the hedging class is obviously paying off very handsomely after just one day, if you've been involved. But in the meantime, if you miss a show, you know, you got to go to libertytalk.fm. That is my station with my partner. And of course, we want to make sure that you know that that has a lot of content, not just The Bubba Show, but you can download The Bubba Show there every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge with Xander on the weekends. And, you know, don't miss Bubba's Bottom Line, which is available at BubbaTrading.com. You know, my job is to help you better. And yes, I do have products to sell, but also my job is to help you either way. And I want to make sure that you understand exactly what's going on in the markets. In the meantime, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, you know, we had the big sell-off. We had some follow-through. And of course, you know, it really irritates me when I'm listening to these assholes on the pundits that, you know, forever they're cheerleading, and now they're going, well, you know, the South was no big deal. It doesn't mean anything. We needed to have a correction. We need to have some volatility. And in a sense, from a true standpoint, it is no big deal because, again, it's going to leave a footprint. But they are so wishy-washy. They are so full of crap that they mislead the average investor. And that's, I care about everybody, but I really care about the average investor because the average investor counts on a lot of this information to become better and to take care of themselves. So what pisses me off is that they rev you up when the markets are going straight up, and they never tell you that, you know, even a train stops at the station. They just say, keep buying, buying, buying. And you get these jerks on air that keep saying, buy, buy, buy. But again, the jerks have an agenda because they're brokers. They want you to buy, buy, buy because they're getting paid then. They really could care less if you lose money. They care about if they get their commission. Now, obviously, for a broker, the best is that you can make money because obviously you keep investing. You know, it's the old story. You know, you can shear a sheep many times. You can only skin them once. So of course they want you in. It's like Vegas. You know, when you go to Vegas, they want you to lose, but they don't want you to lose everything. They want you to have a great time and get ground out for a little bit and lose a few bucks. Okay, a few bucks that you're not unhappy, you're not uncomfortable, and you're going to come back and you're going to tell your friends what a great time you had. And you're going to come back and play, okay? And, you know, when I see that, you know, and I see that in the markets, which you see it all the time, all right, it pisses me off because why is it that we can't get somebody just to report the truth? Report the news. Quit reporting bullcrap. Quit reporting stuff that is meaningless and explain to middle America, okay, the investor, the guy who's working or the gal who's working all day and catches the news, and explain that the markets are a little bit rich up here and maybe you want to be careful, or the markets look like a solid buying opportunity, instead of putting on all of these jamokes that have one thing in their mind. You know, let's remember this. The markets are a competition. Okay, when you're trading or investing, you are in a competition against others that are doing the same thing. Now, obviously, if you're a buy and holder, you know, and you're buying good companies, they're going to go up eventually. And, you know, the speculators or whatever, or the growth is going to push these companies up and bring in more investors. But at the end of the day, you are still competing for the best price. You're competing against other people. And why can't the people tell you that, you know, well, this is what's going on now, or this is what's happening now? Now, it's not going to make them right all the time, but it's going to, excuse me, it's going to put you in the best position. Again, all we can ask for is to be in the best position to be successful. That is all that we can do. Is try to be in a position to be successful. But the minute that we try to, you know, hear and listen to this garbage, it just absolute stone garbage. And I'm talking about big shots too. I'm talking about experts from Goldman Sachs and all these other people. I mean, don't you realize, and if you don't, I'm going to explain it, that these guys are spoofing the market. Don't you realize that they want you on that wall. Now, don't you realize that they'll make recommendations, they'll make these big lobster calls because they are trying to exit one of their positions. So if they tell you that oil's going down to 20 and you start selling oil, they're just really buying it behind it because they know that they've seen a level that looks like it's going to bounce. Do you realize that? And if you don't, you need to, okay? These big calls that are made by any jackass in the world are all ridiculous. And typically, they are all designed to capture and trap the average guy. Okay? That's this. It's as simple as that, that you are being part of a pawn in the game of life, and you are attempting to get your money. And the squeeze that's put on, remember, one of the problems that many have is they overinvest. They get over-involved into a market that they're using margin, which is at record rates, by the way. And, you know, when you're using margin, you know, if you have $10,000, but you're margining 50 or 20 or 30, whatever, your losses double or triple versus your gains. Yeah, it's great when you're making, but when they change, your losses murder you. Okay. And my simple point is this, that's when you have to be forced to make a decision. So if there's enough grief and aggravation created within the market, then you end up having to make a decision. And you make that decision, and typically it's made out of fear. Okay. It's made, you know, we don't like to sell so fast. And certainly if we have losers, we don't sell them, we hold them. And of course, the market makes a big move and you're forced to get out versus being invested with an amount that you can afford to sit and let sit there. But then, of course, you do have, as also we talk about, the manipulators out there that are trying to manipulate the market based on the reputation that has been built up for these people from the networks. And the networks don't have a clue. Okay. Again, you can say all you want, but I'm telling you as a fact that most of the networks don't have a clue. They have people that don't have a clue, and they're using their opinion to create a market. Now, what creates a good market? What creates them? Well, an audience. They need to have an audience on so that their ratings go up so that they can get paid these big salaries. So remember that the next time you're hearing some joker, you know, drooling on air, telling you how great everything is and that we can only go up and that this time is different. Remember what old Bubba told you, that they're full of crap. Okay. That anybody who makes, anybody who cheerleads the market, okay, especially when we're at levels like we are now, is doing a disservice to the average American. Anybody who tells you that this time is different is an idiot and doing a disservice to the American public, because we all believe and want to believe that our investments are going to be good. And when you don't get that, you end up in a pile of stuff. And we don't want to be in a pile of stuff. We want to be, you know, we want to be investors. We want to be able to guide it through. But that does come back to you as well. You have the final say-so. You have the final decision as to what you want to do. And if you allow yourself to get pumped up and get over-involved, then that's your fault. Okay? You need to be better than that. All right? You need to understand, if you listen to me, you need to understand what's going on. And it doesn't mean that you take shots and you pick direction. It means that you watch your capital, you watch your money, and you allow yourself to be in or out based on the level of the market. All right? And then you continue to invest that way. But again, if you invest what you can afford and you don't need, then you never have to get out, which means that you will be a benefactor of the market's move of 9% year over year. All right. Now, it doesn't guarantee you that you'll make money at that time, but pretty much if you're buying good stocks, you will be guaranteed to make money over the long haul. Obviously, you should be hedging that, but we'll talk about more of that and stuff like that when we come back from the break. This is the Bubba Show on this Thursday, this Allergy Thursday. They're killing me. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm is my station. A lot of information there, a lot of great shows. But, of course, you can download my show every day. And you can also download the Sporting Edge with Xander on the weekends. And, of course, make sure that you go check out Bubba's Bottom Line. I do it for you once a week, and it's a video, and you can get to see my smiling face. But you go to BubbaTrading.com and check that out. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. Back right after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz with you. So what do we got going on here? So we had big sell-off, a really volatile day today. And where are we going? What are we doing from here? Well, you know, one of the things I think that is important for all of you is you shouldn't care. You shouldn't be predisposed to what you think is going to happen next. You should allow the market footprints to let you decide. Okay, the market footprint is interesting, but it's like any other chart. You know, companies, retail stores, Amazon, they all use charts, sales charts, to understand what they need to keep in inventory. Okay, and you know, charts are a solid footprint. They give you an idea of what expectations should be. They kind of give you the idea of what the money flow is going to be. They give you information that only you can interpret and understand. And I think that many of you, many of us, make a mistake of trying to read the news, listen to the jackasses, and then try to form an opinion when, if we think about it, everything, especially today more than ever, because the news is so poorly reported, because you got, you know, too many people making opinions. You got the left media, you got the right media. You don't really have any more of what we would call the center media, okay, who just reports the news. And you can always tell that people that report with joy in their voice when they're going up, and they want to pump it up because people are watching, they're excited, and they warn, and they go from one emotion to the other. And I think that is a very bad and very misleading thing as well for everyone. But you, one of the things that we talk about often is the ability to hedge your own portfolio. Now, yeah, I have a course which I sell, okay, but the course is worth every dime. But I'm not trying to sell you on an idea. Now I'm telling you, just figure out a way to protect your portfolio. The worst thing that an investor can do is to overinvest at the wrong time and then be forced to make some goofy decision that might take them out of a winning position. But because they overinvested and they got feared, or they got some panic, you get forced to get out. And I think that, you know, from my point of view, I think you make too many mistakes in the market. I think that we, you know, as a society, you know, we try to do good. We all get a little bit greedy. And I think if you hedge your portfolio, if you protect your portfolio, which you can do, then you don't have to make that decision. So on days like Wednesday, when we're down 400, okay, you can simply sit back and actually enjoy the down move, because what do you know is going to happen? You know what? You're going to accumulate some capital, and you're going to actually buy some more stock at lower levels. Because if you're hedging properly, if you're putting yourself in the best position, really what you're doing is you're trying to buy bottoms and sell tops. Now, we don't go in to the world with that thought of buying bottoms and selling tops, but it just becomes part of the mathematical equation that it works out that way, that we want to buy bottoms and sell tops, because we're continuing to roll our portfolio protection up and down based on what we see in the overall market. And that, I think, is where many of us make this gigantic mistake. And again, old Bubba here, I just want to see people protected. I don't want to see you get wiped out, and then I don't want to see you crying in the next crash, because you're here and you listen, and I go through these things a lot, because the whole idea is for you to be protected as best you can, and then you don't have to worry about the nonsense that does happen and that goes on. Okay. And at the end of the day, all right, you want to put yourself in a solid position, no matter what you're doing, not to be overinvested, not to be too big in the market. Because again, we all have it. Listen, we're human beings, we're emotional, we all have a tendency to get caught up. And then, of course, you tie in the idiots, the pundits, and the brokers and the advisors that only benefit by bull markets. Okay, you then find yourself in trouble, and you wonder what hit you, and that's what bothers me. You know, I don't like to see. You know, I like markets that sell off because they bring volatility, they bring trade, they bring things for me to do in the short term. And they create opportunity. And if I recognize and understand the fact that markets go up 9% year over year, then actually, if I can make more money in the short term while trading actively, yet keeping my long-term portfolio intact, or I can use my hedging strategy that allows me to compound my portfolio while keeping it intact, then I can go ahead and trade. And then I can enjoy big down moves, because I can benefit from those by trading them if I'm creating the correct footprint. All right. But one of the things that we always use is discipline to get out when we're wrong. If we're wrong, we set a stop, we take our losses, and we move on. Now, again, that goes back to, if you're hedging, you don't set stops. If you're hedging, you let it run, and you don't care, because you actually cheer silently, because you don't want your neighbor to know, but you cheer down markets, because down markets continue to bring in reward, and of course they move much faster. You know, if you ever noticed, markets go down much faster than they go up. You know, they talk about the old story: you walk up the staircase, you fall down the elevator shaft. Well, there's a good reason for that, because again, when they're going up, you know, the markets go up on a regular basis. The markets get money flow in every day. So when their markets are dull, they grind higher. But again, that's the point. When they're grinding, it's much more troubling and frustrating. Whereas when they're just going down, they just explode. Now, again, when you're investing, you shouldn't care. You should, you know, but if you're trading, you obviously you want to see more active markets. And now that we, you know, have had the first potential leg of the next sell-off, I believe the first thing, look, we're still only 2 or 3% from the all-time, and maybe 4%, whatever, from the all-time high. It's not like the world has come to an end. But this is one of the problems I always found in life in general, and that is when things are going good, we enjoy them too much. And, you know, like you take banks, for example, you know, when things are going good, they're out on the golf course, they're partying, they're having a great time. And when things are going bad, they're grinding their employees into the dirt, working them like mules, when it really should be the reverse. When everything is great, you should be pouring it in and working your ass off to make as much as you can to capture the times that are good. And when things are bad, that's when you should be out on the golf course having a good time, because there's not a lot you can do but make yourself crazy and upset. It's the same in markets, right? When the markets are going up and they're grinding, well, if you're trading, you want to lean and try to get in, but you also want to make sure you protect yourself so that if they do suddenly turn, you're out. And if you're investing in your hedge, then you never have to worry about those things. But we always have a tendency in life to do things backwards. And backwards is when they're giving away money, all right, when you're making it big, you want to keep making it big because what do we know for a fact? It's going to end, all right? It always ends for a short period of time. And when it's ending is the time for you to then take some time off and to do the relaxation deal, okay, do the golfing. But you want to, as they say, the old expression, strike while the iron is hot. Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to strike while the iron is hot. And now in the markets, the iron could be getting hot. Now, we don't have confirmation of that yet, but we could see a hot iron here. And if we do see a hot iron here, then, you know, this is the time we're going to want to be more active because this is the time we can make more as traders, as hedgers, and as everything we do. This gives us a great opportunity to build the wealth that we're looking for, because now if we're hedged and taken care of, we can add to our portfolio by taking the profits that we're going to make from our hedging. That's why the course is such a great course for everybody, because it puts you in a position to compound your portfolio. And if you take a pencil and take $100 and grow it 9% a year, look at it over 10 years. Tell me what it looks like. I think you'll be amazed when you see how that works. The compounding model is unbelievable. It's sick. It's awesome. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm. It's the only station you need. And of course, you can download The Bubba Show there every single day. And also get The Sporting Edge there, which is hosted by Xander, and they're really blowing it up. They're having a great time, and check them out. In the meantime, also check out BubbaTrading.com. Again, my hedging course is there, my futures course is there, Bubba's Bottom Line is there, some of the products I sell. But again, I have a lot of information for free, whether you want to buy or not. I'm just here. I'm trying to provide a service and help you out, but I'm also help you out for nothing. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to The Bubba Show as we come into the home stretch here. And, we've been talking a lot about hedging, a lot about markets, and a lot about the ignorance that's around us. And as we kind of sum all that up, you know, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. No, well, nobody knows what's next for the market. What we look for is we look for a valid, solid footprint that gives us the best clue of what's going to happen. Now, 2008 was very predictable, as is this market. But again, trying to time that prediction is an exercise, which is why you sit back and wait for a solid footprint. Now, I think one of the interesting things is we have said repeatedly that the markets were waiting for a piece of information that would not be economic data. And of course, it turned out to be Donald Trump and Jim Comey. So why did that spook the market all of a sudden? Well, you know, again, I think the other things weren't serious enough. You know, if you notice, the markets didn't get upset on the North Korean bombings. The market didn't get upset on the French election. The markets didn't get upset on, what was the other bad piece of news? I'm losing my mind. I can't remember, but there was other bad news, okay, that the markets didn't get upset on. So what does that mean? Well, it just means that, again, nobody knows what the next big piece of information is going to be that's going to drive or have a major effect on the market, okay? And that's the issue and the point we try to make, is that don't try to be smarter than the market. Don't try to figure out, you know, the next, try to be very neutral and then look at a market chart. Okay. Look at the flow. I call it following the money. All right. Because again, you could have seen this coming and you didn't need to know months ago. You could have seen this coming Tuesday afternoon at about 6 o'clock Eastern time. That's when the news first hit the street. Now, as what happens with many pieces of news, we had immediate reaction and a sell-off. okay, which actually did bounce and actually came almost all the way back. But what that told you is that, and what we've seen many times, is the markets are very jittery. The markets are ready to go down. That's the end of the day, and they're searching for a reason. And this just might be the trick. This might be the reason, but you could have benefited from this from a trading standpoint by watching the market footprint. It would have showed you an opportunity to possibly enter and take advantage of that move. But it's interesting that North Korea didn't bother us, Syria didn't bother us, and any other bad news didn't bother us, yet now the president bothers us. You know, again, I don't know. Is that all of a sudden? Now, it could be that they realize that there's going to be what we've been saying. Listen, we've been saying this for months. There is going to be no tax cut this year. There is going to be no health care bill this year. There is a lot of issues happening with Donald Trump, all right, that even the Republicans don't like him. I mean, even the ones that pretend to like him are stabbing him in the back. And of course, that's what I hate about politics. And that's why I tell you that, you know, they need to abolish our current system and rework what we're supposed to have. It'd be like we should throw out the entire Senate, throw out the entire Congress, and start over. They become too soft. They become too much of stealing my money, stealing your money. They become too much of an organization that live by different laws, have different agendas, but their number one agenda is to get our money away from us and put it in their pocket. And nothing pisses me off more than to watch this crap be spewed on a regular basis when Donald Trump, I think, is doing a fine job. I got no problem. Okay. Like him or not, I think he's really done a hard job. I think he's worked very hard, tried to do things the right way. But when you've got idiots that are in your own party that are kind of sticking it to you, I believe that that's a bigger problem. I believe that overall that is where we've gone wrong. And that's why this whole two-party system, and, you know, why don't they allow the Green Party or the Libertarian Party on the ballot? Why do they make that such a challenge for them? Where does it say that we should only have two, you know, parties running? Again, this is where I really get upset about the whole system, because it's all BS. It's all a bunch of crap for the benefit of them. Nothing they do is for your benefit. You can think that it's for your benefit. You can think that they're setting a law for your benefit. But if you don't think they don't have a back agenda, it goes in right into, let's just start with the debt ceiling. All right. I told you there was going to be no problem with the debt ceiling. Why? Because they'll just print more money and they'll just go deeper in debt. What do they care? But they're not paying the debt. They're just taking the money out, all right, and accumulating. So their share of the debt will be satisfied. But again, I ask you, if I could give you $1 million, but you'd have to give $200,000 back to help the tax, what would you do? You take the $1 million. You know, it's a crime. It's sad at what we become over the last, you know, 50 years or whatever. But really, it's really sad where we've come to now, because there is so many issues and we're so accepting of taking a pile of dog crap and eating it because our politicians tell us that it's the best thing for us. I find that to be embarrassing. I find it terrible. I find it frustrating. And I'm telling you, it pisses me off that I have to listen to these stupid asses speak. And I don't care which side of the aisle. You can be on either side. All right. If you remember, I'm the guy who said vote. I don't care who you vote for. I'm the guy telling you that they're all crap. And yeah, there's probably a couple of good ones in there somewhere. But for the most part, they're in it for them and not for you. And that is not the idea. That's why the model has changed from serving your country to, geez, I'm going to serve my country so I can steal a few $1 million and figure out how to, you know, take care of the rest of my life. And I can continue to grab on from these contributions. You know, it's almost like charities. You know, you donate to a charity, and, you know, the Clinton Foundation, you give them $100, the foundation gets one penny and the Clintons get 99. All right. Or, you know, you give to the way the money is dispersed. And that, of course, goes into exactly what we got. We're giving our money away to a bunch of crooks that could care less about America. They could care less about us. What they care about is to make sure that they have the best of it and we don't. And if you don't think I'm correct in that, please go check it out. Go look back and see that the system was designed to have people to come in for one or two terms to help the country. Okay, they were designed to come in and do things to help and then go back to work and do their real job. Okay, and that I find a much bigger problem. And certainly I find the infighting of even their own party an embarrassment and stupid, because again, to have this gridlock and this stupidity going on just pisses me off. But I'm sorry to end on such a sour note. So why don't we say that I'm smiling. This is the Bubba Show. And of course, go and download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. You know, help a brother out. Okay. You know, go help me out. Let's get up to 400,000 downloads a month. In the meantime, also, you can get the Sporting Edge over there as well with the Xander. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com. You got to go there and check out Bubba's Bottom Line as well. In the meantime, everybody, have a great day. I always appreciate being here. I love sharing what I consider to be good information and help you become a better trader, investor, whatever it is your goal. In the meantime, we'll see you back here tomorrow right here on The Bubba Show, Top of Awards. Thanks so much. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.